Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts that sounds like this.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't draft the running back, wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
I'm eating crow here.
Yeah,
D. Gordon. Oh, f*** you. God damn it.
And the Welsh.
No, we have other things to talk about. I wouldn't wear a yummy t-shirt in either.
Oh boy, better do my job.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Burn it to the ground!
Coming to your ears. Now.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in to In This League. It is a fantasy football podcast, and today we are rank building. It's the NFL Rank Builders Week 5 episode. What is that? Well, it is where Bogman and I build our ranks. Can you believe it?
Wow. What a
concept.
Totally
worked out just like that. Yes, we are going to build some ranks for, obviously, we do the rank contest, but it's just also a time for us to talk about how these guys are parsed out. And this will be the most rank builder of rank builders for me this week, because usually we come in relatively kind of set with the week, maybe a few alterations. I am not. This is the all in me for building my ranks, because I haven't even had a chance.
Well, the part with all, you know, where stuff. People listen to the pod, the fantasy pod the other day, where Shane and I have put together, you know, those plays for week 5. Welsh wasn't in there. That's usually I get my stuff done to do that part.
Exactly.
You do the same, Welsh.
Same here.
And you didn't have to do that this week. So just a little behind. We get it. You're doing the Lord's work over on Prospect One. So we like that.
Doing the Lord's baseball work and getting all of the sun. So any global warming that was going on, I have consumed the global warming into my body. And I'm like Captain Planet right now.
I mean, you know,
it's not blue yet.
Yeah, you're red. You look more like Kool-Aid Man than Captain Planet or Deadpool with your red face. So
yeah, I got a little hat line up here too. Very red, consuming a lot of sun, sweating a lot. Sweat. I was sweating so much today, just real quick, and it was so hot. It was unbelievably hot. Sweating so much. When I got up after the first inning to walk and move, like, I was embarrassed to get up realizing what my shirt was looking like. Luckily, I wore I'm wearing only dark colors, even if it brings in more sun, because it's going to cover up some of the disgusting sweat because it's hot in Arizona. But you guys don't care about that. You care about more fantasy football talk, and that's what we're doing. We've got week 5. Thursday Night Football is coming up, or maybe you're listening to this a little bit after. And that is going to obviously play a role in some of this as well, but this is going to get into the whole stuff. And let's, you know, last week, Boggs, we jumped in right into running backs, which I actually really like. Let's just get quarterbacks out of the way real quick.
Sure.
We don't need to go crazy with it, because as you said, I think we're kind of jumping into, you know, our general territory of not needing to go nuts, because I want to spend a lot more time on the running backs and wide receivers. This week, though, is really fascinating, because at the top, almost all of the guys have matchups that could justify, when I look at this, could justify any of them being number
There's
one.
There's like
from
5 of them. Who is your number one?
Well, even at the bottom, I would say, I'm not saying they are, but like from Brady to Burrow against Baltimore's, you know, what we've seen, what they've given up against the pass, even down to Kyler. Kyler Murray's actually probably got the toughest matchup to Derek Carr, I meant, up against Kansas City. All of those guys could have sneaky weeks, but I think we're going to have the number one. And it's going to be Josh Allen. Your Steelers. Bogman's not going to. Currently, I have Josh Allen, but I'm open for interpretation, because Arizona's defense is atrocious, and Jalen Hurts is on there, and Lamar Jackson those are my kind of top three at this moment. And Hurts is the one that I'm contemplating over Josh Allen, simply maybe because this will be your justification, Boggs, that if the Bills put a hurting on, he might not be slinging the ball as much. And Jalen Hurts is going to be in a place where he's going to continuously be running and probably go a little bit more toe to toe with Arizona.
Yeah, it's two things. It's, you know, the first thing that you mentioned, if this is just a complete stomping, then this would be a nice game to get James Cook involved, get Zach Moss involved, you know, not give everything to Devin Singletary. If you're up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, probably run the ball a lot. And, you know, look, Kenny Pickett might make the Steelers better. You know, he might have them possess the ball a little bit more, which would mean it's not going to be one of those lopsided 40 minutes to 20 minute games for Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, do I expect that to happen? Yeah, probably, because it, you know, we're still talking about a rookie against, and the
possessing the ball, by the way, is different than successfully moving the ball, because here's the deal.
Of course,
if Kenny Pickett gets the Steelers offense moving and they're scoring and going toe to toe, this is better for Josh Allen, because Josh Allen is going to be able to expose a little. I mean, your Steelers defense is still like Minka Fitzpatrick and stuff, but like,
your secondaries, like, it's just a different defense without Watt. That's the thing.
It's different.
And Pittsburgh beat Buffalo in Buffalo last year, week one, with TJ Watt. They ain't going to come close this time.
Pickett keeping the time of possession closer is one thing versus Pickett successfully going toe to toe. Where if that were the case,
I only think time of possession.
That's what I wanted to kind of make
scoring.
Sure everybody was.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of field goal drives in Kenny Pickett's immediate future. So, and you can't trade field goals for touchdowns, and I do think that Pittsburgh will do that. So so I have him at third. I have Mahomes second because Las Vegas secondary sucks. So you know, but like you said, you could put so many guys at the top here. I have Lamar right after those guys, and I have Burrow and Murray and Herbert and Cousins.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Where did you have Josh? I don't. Did I miss it? Do you have it at two?
Was it Josh Allen at three?
Yeah. Oh, okay. At three. So you had Patrick Mahomes,
Allen,
at two.
Lamar. Yeah.
Yeah. So as I'm kind of going through this, and I've got some other pieces up here as I'm going, like the Jalen Hurts number one thing I can get down with. On the Fantasy Pros rankers, it's Allen and then Hurts. That's kind of how it's played out right now. Mm. One thing that keeps jumping out to me is through four games, and I know we've talked about like sample sizes and when you can really start counting a lot of this stuff. We're in the space where we can start counting a little bit more. Yep. Baltimore Ravens are giving up the second most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks right now. Quarterbacks.
Secondary still is not good.
And Joe Burrow is sitting down here. Joe Burrow versus Justin Herbert this week. Justin Herbert has got Cleveland, where Cleveland is a little bit more of a middle pack team as far as what they're giving up fantasy points to quarterbacks right now, just overall, and their defense, and they were really banged up last week. Cleveland with Herbert with still Allen stuff, or Burrow versus Baltimore? I think I'm leaning Burrow.
Burrow for me. Not okay. Really even that close. You know, the Ravens secondary is just so terrible, and they're not getting a lot of heat on the quarterback right now either. Justin Houston's a little bit banged up. So I think it's Burrow. You saw what he did with Higgins and Chase last week. It's got to be him. Extra time coming into this game too.
So what'd you do in the back half then? So let's talk about the back half, because I kind of agree this top end is some version of like Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson. That's kind of like that maybe top five. Then you can have different alterations. What does 6 through 12 look like for you?
For me, Murray at 6. I have Herbert at 7. Then I have Cousins at 8. Carr at 9, Trevor Lawrence at 10, Rodgers at 11, Brady at 12.
So, okay, so the big change here would be you versus Brady, because Brady on the consensus rankers is 7 right now, because he's got what they signify. I didn't even notice this as far as matchup, a literal fire matchup for Brady. But Brady has looked so bad ever since apparently he's getting divorced, and but he got all his weapons back. He kind of got back on pace a little bit. Boy, does Atlanta seem like a shove it down your throat. I think I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. Even though he has looked mediocre, this feels very much like a get-ish right game for it. Now, the only problem could be is if they really want to like force feed the run, get Rashad White more involved, get Leonard Fournette back going, since they've moved away from that. He had negative rushing yards, I think it was, that they want to get to that. But I have a hard time being too far down on, especially like Tom Brady versus Kyler Murray is fairly fascinating to me because of Philly's defense. So Philly's defense versus Kyler Murray, which is kind of
Yeah, but they should be designing Kyler some runs for this game, number one. And, you know, they should be playing catch up. So I think they'll throw more passes than Tampa Bay, because I think Tampa Bay, like you said, I think this is a get right game. I think they're going to rout Atlanta. So if Brady doesn't do it in the first couple quarters, I think we're going to see a lot of Rashad White in the second half. So I agree that the matchup is very good, and this could very well be a, holy crap, did you see Brady just throw for 303 touchdowns, like, and not be that surprised. But that's, you said it at the beginning, there are so many good players here. I expect Derek Carr to be behind. So in throwing against KC, and for whatever reason, the Raiders always match up well against Kansas City. Trevor Lawrence is playing Houston. You know, Houston has the worst secondary in the league right now. I think that
all the good quarterbacks pass yards. This is wild. All the good quarterbacks have great matchups. Rodgers and the bad ones.
The Packers have the Giants, you know.
They're all good
matchups.
Dude, I'm staring at that one right now. I'm literally staring at Aaron Rodgers versus the Giants. You want to move them up,
and then you're like, well, who do I move down? That's the problem.
I kind of think I'm moving Cousins. Where did you say you had Cousins? Do you have him at 10?
At 9.
I moved him down. I'm going to bring him to, even though it's against, I'm going to bring him down to 12. I see him in the same Russell Wilson territory, because I think the matchups that Lawrence and Rodgers have.
So it's Chicago with, you know, the secondary is getting better with Brisker and Eddie Jackson, but the corners are still a little bit rough. And, you know, the offense, the Minnesota offense is going to have the ball the whole game, because Chicago can't do anything on offense. So I like his matchup too. They're all good matchups. That's the problem.
Yeah, the Bears are a tough one, especially because they are weighted down a little bit. They're still weighted a little bit by that week one performance and what's gone on. But as far as just if, you know, if people care about this one, I list this off. As far as fantasy points go, the Bears are in like the bottom 12 of fantasy points given up to quarterbacks, because they're also just, you can run on them, and you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of need because they're ineffective. What is the time of possession? The Bears have one of the lowest time of possessions in the NFL. Would that be right? Time of possession?
I think the Steelers are worse than maybe the Seahawks, but maybe not after last week. So
this is me not looking now, and just off the top of my mind and watching so far this early season, I feel like they've got to be near 30 the
out of 32.
Okay, so at least I was right about just even my initial brain thought of this, that they're not good. They're not
but
good
I tell you what, Tampa Bay is 29. You believe that?
Wow, but see, that's a get right thing.
You're down here with Pittsburgh and Carolina, Chicago, Seattle, Dallas. Minnesota's only at 25, though, so they're just over, barely over 28 minutes. So Chicago's 27 minutes. But, like, Chicago's at 30 at 27-20. Pittsburgh significantly worse at 25-42, and then the Panthers at 24-18. Baker sucks.
Anybody you like? I'm going to throw out one to you that deeper quarterbacks, just real quick, that I moved up as far as ranks, because I think that middle line area, there's actually a really weird middle area of like Geno's versus New Orleans, Jared Goff versus New England, but Zach Wilson going up against Miami. Miami currently giving up the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks in the NFL. They've been better as far as red zone goes, but they're averaging 304 passing yards and 2 touchdowns per game to quarterbacks. And we just saw Zach Wilson kind of get right and have the full setup with, you know, his wide receivers and Breece Hall going. I think this is kind of a nice deep league matchup where he's outside the top 20. He's 21 on Fantasy Pros ranks. I'm putting him inside the top 20. And so I got to tell you, I'm kind of, even when I look at like Geno against New Orleans, who, by the way, Geno is 16th on their list, I don't think I'm going to have Geno over Zach Wilson this week.
I'm not going to have Wilson that high. I'm looking at this matchup. You're right. I am going to move him up a couple spots. I'll move him up. I had him at 25. I'm going to move him up to 23, but I'm not putting him ahead of Geno yet. I like Jacoby Brissett this week against the Chargers. I think they should be losing the Chargers, and Brissett will have to throw the ball downfield. I think my guy that I'm moving up is Ryan Tannehill, though. And you know, the Dolphins have had, they have been bad against the pass, but after they played New England week one, it's Baltimore. Remember that crazy comeback? Baltimore had smoked them. Buffalo and Cincinnati. They've had a rough schedule so far for a 3-1 team. They've been good, and obviously no Tua this week either. So the time of possession should be better for the Jets in there as well. I don't know. You know, Zach Wilson looked good against Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh might be really bad, like we talked about. Yeah. So, you know,
but you're moving up Tannehill.
Tannehill's my guy. I love the over in that game. I believe it was 42 for Washington and Tennessee. Neither one of these teams has a pass rush. So both these crappy quarterbacks can sit back and pick them apart. I mean, you know, NFL starters, whether they're good or bad, if you give them time to throw the ball, will complete passes. So I think Tannehill and Carson Wentz both need to be bumped up a little bit this week. And Tannehill's my guy. I think I have him at 17. Yeah, 17.
Okay. For that helps. That helps that on Ryan some of my rank building. Let's go over to running backs then. Let's give the big talk to running backs. Here's the Fantasy Pros ECR as of very, very late Wednesday night. You've got Barkley, Chubb, Eckler, Henry, McCaffrey, Cook, Jones, Fournette, Mixon, Robinson, Jamal Williams, Alvin Kamara. When I look at that list, boy, the matchup works, but like I got a hard time trusting Kamara right now. I think I got trust issues with Kamara after last week overall, and I don't currently have him inside the top 12. I know I kind of jumped there outside of like the very, very tippy top, but I'm just curious at any of the guys you snuck in, because I snuck Damian Pearson so far in my early set
as an RB1.
As an RB1, yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, I've got, you went through the list a little fast for me, but...
Well, that was Fantasy Pros, by the way. That was Fantasy Pros.
I understand. Was Clyde Edwards-Helaire's RB1 in there?
No, he was the 15th running back.
I got him at 11. I've got James Robinson at 9 against Houston.
Derrick Henry
is my number one this week.
I had Derrick Henry currently at 2. I actually moved Chubb up to 1, and I put Derrick Henry Chubb at 2. Okay, so can we just flip that.
Henry, Chubb, Barkley, McCaffrey, Eckler, Mixon, Jones, Fournette for me.
So where we differ is Barkley is the number one on the consensus. I went Chubb, you went Henry. I've also got James Robinson in there. That's funny that you mentioned Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because I wanted to move him up. And I specifically, and this is the talk here, Boggs, I have Fournette at 12 because of Atlanta, but maybe I can't be all in on all the Bucks here. But I've been staring at Clyde Edwards-Helaire against Vegas and wanting to move him above Kamara, who's got Seattle, but it's just Kamara's usage has been worrying me, and Jamal Williams, who's got New England. And the New England defense just worries me about this as far as
I've
like...
I've got Jamal at 19.
Okay, yeah. So I feel comfortable with Jamal coming down. I just don't think I had dived into that. But what do you think of CEH over Kamara?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got Kamara at 13. I've got CEH at 11. So, yeah, I mean, look, a rib injury is bad for a running back. It's real bad for a running back because that's where you get hit most of the time, is in your chest. So chest and legs, you know, so it's bad. And that's why he didn't play last week. His usage will probably be down. Plus, if Jameis isn't good, that's one of those things, too. I was kind of thinking, like, did they not play Kamara because Jameis wasn't going to play? And they're just like, we're on the road anyway. Like, this is kind of a toss away game. Michael Thomas didn't play, right? So, like, are we just kind of tossing this game away? And this is a get everybody healthy game. I hope it was. And I hope it's good enough for Kamara to come back and look like the old Kamara. But the trustability, like you said, is extremely low right now.
Yeah. And I just can't put him in there. And I think I'm going to make that move at the top. You know, I know we're kind of gliding through some of that, But I'm curious about Aaron Jones with you and the Green Bay side. The New York Giants are giving up the fourth most yards to running backs so far this season at 119 per game, over 23 carries per game. And they're near the top. They're one of, looks like, nine teams that are giving up more than 5 yards per rush attempt. Only nine teams are doing that so far. But the problem is you've got both of these guys, and it kind of like the Brady situation. You can't have all the Packers jump up against the Giants.
I mean, you can.
Okay. Well, and then the consensus ranks, Aaron Jones comes in at 7 and AJ Dillon comes in at 26. Where do you sit on that versus like Josh Jacobs, who's got Kansas City, or Joe Mixon, who's got Baltimore?
I got Mixon at 6, Jones at 7. I have Jacobs at 16, and I have Dillon at 22. Yeah, 22.
So what happened with you with Jacobs after that big performance up against Kansas City, who Kansas City, from your points perspective, giving up the fifth most fantasy points to running backs this year?
Yeah, I mean, Jacobs had a great game, you know, but I expect Kansas City's offense to put it on Vegas's defense. So with that type of a game script, it doesn't lend towards 29 rushes again. And, you know, I think it was 32 touches, wasn't it, for Jacobs last week? I don't think he'll get that many. I think we'll see closer to somewhere between 18 and 20 for him, which is still great. But I'm, you know, less impactful than last
week. Yeah, I see that. I think I'm going to keep him.
He's pretty low heartbeat on these top end guys. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, one huge game isn't going to completely sway me, unless it's like an injury happens and then there's a big game that will make me move the meter a little bit more. But I mean, Jacobs is he's a good middle to low end RB2 every single week.
I'm bumping him up this week. He's 13th on Fantasy Pros consensus in PPR. I'm going to have him at 9 simply because, not just based off of last week, but you've got Kansas City attached to it as well. He's just one of those guys that, regardless if they're down or not, they can't get away from him, and he'll just be more involved in the passing game a little bit more. And the Chiefs and Raiders can get pretty pretty toe to toe sometimes.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have not shown, I just want to point out, the Chiefs have not shown, and they do this all the time, seems like they've done it for 3 years, they haven't shown consistency to, like, week in and week out just have these blowout performances like they did with Tampa Bay. So I kind of don't believe that's going to happen. And Raiders are going to want to maintain possession as much as possible, which is going to be getting the ball on the ground and burning some clock and not getting your three and outs. And you also need to establish that passing side with guys like Adams and Waller, and the run game is going to do that. So this is just a good matchup. Chiefs are giving up a ton of points to running back so far this season. It's been a little bit of their bugaboo. Even last week, even though they completely shut down Fournette, he did it in the passing game. I'm going to keep him top 9, which is an interesting one. How about this? Jeff Wilson. What do you do with Jeff Wilson? Carolina actually been decent as far as fantasy points go. Two running backs. He's looked amazing with the 49ers. They're going to run the crap out of him.
What's his consensus?
That's a great question. His consensus is 19th as far as RBs go.
I don't have him that high. I am at 24, and I thought I was moving him high. So
I was going to ask you, Jeff Wilson versus Jamal Williams, who has New England.
I got Jamal Williams at 19. So, look, Jeff Wilson has looked great too. It's nothing against him. It's just, you know, every single time they're in the red zone, they give the ball to Jamal every time. So how many touchdowns has he had? Doesn't he have 4 or 5 touchdowns already this season, Jamal Williams?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he kind of saved his fantasy week last week when Swift was out because of the late in touchdowns and Detroit being able to, like, start putting on a whole bunch of points. But yeah, I mean,
right,
it's been like short yardage stuff. If you believe they're going to be able to get into short yardage, it becomes Jamal Williams time.
Right. And you know, they don't have to do it many times. They just have to get near the goal line twice. If he, you know, and that could be 2 touchdowns for him. He's their go-to. Jeff Wilson could be the go-to, but they like to do a lot of weird movement. They like to throw the tight end down there. They like to put Debo in the backfield. Like, I just think if there's a, when you're getting down to the lower end RB2s, I'm taking the one who's more likely to have the touchdown. And for me, that's Jamal Williams.
Who do you got? Give me some guys that you've been struggling with, maybe from that 18 to 28 range, somewhere in there. They fringe between RB2s and flexes. Was there anybody that was a
Melvin
struggle?
Gordon has been a big one. I mean, you guys are listening to this on Thursday morning, hopefully. So But Melvin Gordon is a tough one because I just don't know. They said, obviously, he's the workhorse, right? But he's also banged up a little bit in the last game, and it's a quick turnaround. We know there's no Javonte, so the work level could be there. I just don't know what to expect from him.
How about this?
So he's
Gordon versus Dobbins.
I have Dobbins higher. I have Dobbins at 21.
Dobbins versus Damian Harris.
Oh, Dobbins. I don't like those.
Are you Stevenson Dobbins over Ramondre this week?
You mean
I'm sorry. Harris. Stevenson, yeah, over Harris. Yeah,
I have Harris at 30 and I have Ramondre at 32.
So you just, you kind of killed them both. You put them both.
Yeah. I don't like either one of them, for this week, against Detroit. Detroit can be passed on. Their run defense is okay.
Second most points to running backs given up the entire season is
Detroit. Yeah. The points doesn't really matter to me like that. That's, I mean, it's
5.3
nice,
yards
also,
per carry,
but
the
they
second
split
most.
These guys up. They split him up.
No, I completely agree. I actually like Stevenson more. I think Stevenson is built a little bit more for this. And I understand we can dismiss those points, but
it's the touchdown.
It's touchdowns per game to running backs. They're giving up two touchdowns. I think it's number one.
Who is more likely to score the touchdown between those two guys? For me, it's Harris.
Okay, that's a good point. If it's not broken away, the only thing is
I have him at 30 and 32. You know, I got him like right next to each other.
I'm going
to
be in the 20s on Stevenson. Yards per carry, fourth or fifth most, I just said 5.3 yards per carry, and they're giving up almost one full touchdown more to running backs than the next team. So it's a good point. Red zone, it's going to go to Harris, but Stevenson, I think, is more breakaway here. So I like Stevenson over him, and I got him in the mid-20s.
How high did you put Breece Hall?
So, I've been struggling with that. I've been struggling with that.
I got him at Breece 23. Hall.
That's funny that you just mentioned that. I've got Breece currently at 25.
Okay.
And
make him an RB2.
But that's what I want to do right now. And he's 25. He is actually 25 on the ECR currently. And I want
to
be
higher. So what do you have? Give me like your 24 to 20. Who are those guys?
Okay. So, I'll just go 20. And again, I am still working through this.
Yeah. No one's going to judge you, dude. Just say
this person I want to take off. Let's talk through this. Number 20, I currently have is James Conner, and I want to move him off of an RB, RB2 this week. And I think I might. I've got J.K. Dobbins
at 17. If he plays, I'm still rolling him.
I got Dobbins at 21, Gordon at 22, Stevenson at 23, then Dylan, and then Breece Hall. And I think you could play both sides of all of those. Dobbins might be the most dicey of all of them, and I'm considering moving him back because he was saved by his touchdowns. But it's like they gave him a pretty good usage already.
Well, and they've used it like it's gone up 2 weeks in a row, so I could easily see it going up again this week, his usage. So that's why I like Dobbins a little more.
But I'm struggling a little bit with like, do I really want Dobbins over even Stevenson, which I think it's not. I think I'm actually gonna move Dobbins down. Stevenson has to go above, but Breece is a guy that it's on the block. Breece, Dobbins, Dylan. I'm struggling between all of them because Breece is just clearly the dude. Where'd you say you had him? 23?
24.
Okay. So we're right there. Any late other running backs to hit on as far as struggling in ranks?
Zeke was a little tough for me. I have him at 31. Gibson, I think, is the hardest. This whole Washington situation, because Robinson's going to get run, but how much run is Robinson going to get? That's a big question. So currently...
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
I have Gibson at 34. I have him, you know what? No, currently I have him at 35 because I'm not putting him ahead of Tony Pollard.
Here's a fun one. How about this? Gibson versus Tyler Algier.
I have Algier at 33.
Because he's the guy. Gibson, he's actually 35.
Yeah.
he's 34 on the ECR.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
That one could get weird too, because Caleb Huntley could take over that role. And Damian Williams is still on that roster. So like the Washington Atlanta scenarios are ones I'm going to be paying close attention to for future value this week to see how they split those carries up. I hope they don't do a 10, 10 and 10 in Atlanta like they did last week. That was awful.
Rams running backs, Cam Akers, Dallas.
I've got Cam Akers at, where did I have him? Where am I not seeing him? They're right in front of my face. 28 for him and Henderson. I buried. I don't like Henderson. 40. I have him at. So,
ooh, Akers versus Penny this week.
I got Penny at 26. I got Akers at 28.
Okay, ECR on.
I want to put Penny up as an RB too, man. But like, Nyheim Hines has to be in there with no JT, right? So I have him at 20. Then I have JK, then Dylan Hall, Wilson. I have Singletary because of time of possession, and then Penny at 26. It's hard to, I want to move him up, but it's tough to do it.
Penny versus Singletary. Singletary going up against Pittsburgh this week.
25, 26. I have Singletary 25. Okay. I have Penny 26. So,
all right. Yeah. I've got
flippy.
I got Singletary at 27 right now, and I kind of want to get him up into the mid 20s, but
you got really down to like perform. Chase Edmonds and those guys in like the lower 30s yet, or are you still?
No, that's where I'm that? Starting to okay. get to, like, because I'm looking at some of these guys like Mike Boone. I mean, again, this is a Thursday thing. Mike Boone is interesting to move up.
You can do with Robinson too, Brian Robinson.
So like
he's got to go in there somewhere. I got
looking at this. Okay, that's funny you say that. 44 was my first eye.
What's
look.
His ECR, Brian Robinson? It might be really low. People might not even be putting him low. Because I think 67. I don't think he was on the list, huh?
67. He is
67?
On the list.
67. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna put him that low. Like if they're gonna play him, they're gonna play him.
Would you rather have Brian Robinson or Ken Walker this week?
Brian Robinson.
Okay. Are we out without on Ken hesitation. Walker?
Yeah. Until he shows anything, you got to be out on him. Can't start him.
Let's go talk about some wide receivers then.
Break his stuff this week, and then Ken Walker will be your number one waiver priority. So,
and then you'll be like, damn, why didn't I accept Christian McCaffrey for Rashad Penny? That guy offered me McCaffrey for him, and it just didn't happen. Damn.
Oh, man.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh, in this league.
Wide receivers, the ECR look, Cup, Diggs, Jefferson, Chase Adams, Hill, Brown, Debo, Evans, Lamb. That's your top 10. Bogman, how's your top 10 looking right now? Wide receivers is like, I did more work on the other side. Wide receivers is where I need to start to be.
Jefferson, Chase, Cup, Hill. Then I go Diggs, Devontae, AJ Brown, Sutton, Evans, Lamb, Marquise Brown, Debo to end up my top 12.
Debo looked really good last week.
You know what? Debo, I'm going to move up ahead of Marquise because Darius Slay practiced in full today. So going to be a tough matchup for Marquise. Marquise probably needs to move a little further down than that.
Where did you have Marquise?
I had him at 11, but that's because I thought Darius Slay was not going to play because
he's 15.
Left and didn't come back. So, yeah, I think he was exactly pre-set. Where I just moved him. Yeah,
yeah, I think he was preset with the Slay stuff right now. I think the top 10 is very chalky. It really doesn't matter for this conversation about like where this is more about the contest, the Fantasy Pros contest than anything else. So people aren't going to care like where you have this guy or this guy. It doesn't matter. What about a guy like
all those guys?
Yeah, you're sure. What about Michael Pittman after last week? And I'm not trying to make arguments of not starting a guy, but what are you feeling on Michael Pittman right now as far as rank goes? He is
16. I hate this middle part, dude. I hate it. Because, you know, first of all, let me just take Amon-Ra off because I don't think he's going to play. I had added him because I thought he's going to come back. But so I got Marquise at 15 Then I have Terry McLaurin at 16. Then Williams, Waddle, Johnson, Deontay Johnson, and then Pittman I have at 20.
Okay.
They're playing Thursday. Patrick Surtain's a good corner, you know, and Matt Ryan just doesn't look right quite yet. I think the get right game for Matt Ryan, I don't know who they play week six, but I think that's it. That's like the, hey, you've been here for 5 weeks. Now you've developed a rapport with these receivers and you have extra practice time coming off Thursday Night Football. I think that's his get right game. I don't think we're going to see it against Denver.
The Chris Olave has 200 more air yards than any other player in the NFL right now. He's been kind of bonkers. And this week, the ECR love is there. He's just 20th against Seattle. Great matchup. Where did you end up putting Olave?
23. I have him just behind London. Carlton Davis is hurt for the Bucks. Amari Cooper, once again, I expect the Chargers to be winning that game and a lot of fourth quarter passing, so Cooper could be good in that role.
I feel jaded about Cooper last week. I feel just jaded about Cooper.
I get it. I mean, he's boom or bust. I would say it's the opposite. Like, I feel like there are a lot of good running backs, a lot of good quarterbacks. This middle part is killing me on wide receivers this week. I hate it. I got Welsh's getting after some naps.
There is,
in his office.
I am having the biggest battle with mosquitoes. He's in
fighting
my
the
life.
Invisible man.
Oh, I
right
got
there.
Him. That,
oh,
he's
there
dead.
We go.
That man down. That was a kill. That was a frag. I've been having a bad battle with mosquitoes right now, and they've been winning. And one of these little bastards have been flying around the house, and I just made a statement. That was
That's
a statement.
That's right. Statement win from Welsh. I got Brandon Cooks at 24. He's been bad, but I expect them to be losing to Jacksonville. Then I have Devontae Smith, like DK. Godwin is going to play. Gabe Davis is up. I have him at 20. I want to move him up. Michael Thomas should play, I'm hoping. So I got him at 29. Curtis Samuel's got a great matchup against Washington. But Bateman and Ayuk and Dobbs have all been pretty solid. I guess, have you got down to what is George Pickens' ECR? That's my question.
So this is that I'm really glad you asked that, because I felt like you were pretty high on Deontay Johnson when you said something, even though I will point out, just going through this, I'm using this as a metric this week just for some funsies here.
Yeah.
Buffalo giving up the fifth most points to wide receivers
because they're winning.
Because they're winning and thieves are coming back. That's you're exactly right. They're giving up the fifth most points. And
the secondary banged up there too. So
that's part of what, I mean, you're going to see them slang it there. Deontay on the rankers is 21, but Pickens is 43. And I'm going to get him into wide receiver three.
I got him at 39. I thought, and look, I have him at 39 and I moved him up. I moved him up from the initial rankings. He was in like the 60s. So I thought he wasn't going to move that high up, but 43, still a little too low.
I put him at 36. I'm making him a wide receiver three this week, and I'm going to work around it. What do you think about him versus Juju this week? Juju is 35th on Fantasy Pros ECR.
Yeah, I got Juju at 34. I just, I'm not going to quit. So he's still leading them in targets among wideouts anyway. So what we really need for Juju is him to start getting in the end zone. That's what we need.
Yeah. Is this the get right game for Gabe Davis? Pittsburgh?
It could be.
Gabe Davis?
Yeah. I mean, Cameron Sutton left with an injury. So they may be down Sutton. Witherspoon missed last week. Mika is banged up. He didn't practice on Wednesday. That secondary can be had for sure. And they're not putting enough pressure on. So, it could definitely be the get right game. I just don't know how healthy he is. He just has not looked right.
What were your struggles as far as putting wide receivers to go? Because I'm looking here in the
Wilson,
40 to 50s is my big range here. And I'm seeing a lot of guys that could be a struggle.
Yeah. Garrett Wilson. I want to move Judy up, right? Because, they're playing on Thursday and the run game is down, but Russell is questionable. He's still not absolutely 100% going to play. I think by the time you're listening to this, you'll know if he's up or down. I assume he's going to play because, guys in the NFL, if they're questionable, they play. That's just what it is, unless they're Alvin Kamara and they're playing the early London game, then they play. So, but then, I like DJ Moore still more than him. I like Darnell Mooney, who got on the board finally last week, more than him. Lazard could get back up. Tyler Boyd's had some decent games, and they're playing a bad secondary in Baltimore. So, Judy is a tough one. Corey Davis, after his big second half, I had to put him as an RB4. So I have him at 48. Actually, I have him at 47 because I'm about to bury Allen Robinson because he dead. So
he dead. Here's one we didn't talk about. How about the number one team giving up fantasy points? Or do I have this inverse? Oh, I think I might actually have this in. Oh, you know what? I had this inverse, by the way. So apologies. I was wrong on Buffalo. Buffalo is the fifth least fantasy points to wide receivers. So when I said that, that was completely inverse. So think about that with your Pickens and Deontay Johnson.
I still think the Steelers would be losing. So
yeah, because one of the things I was going to bring up was the Giants. But they're the number one least points to wide receivers. That's because
everybody runs on them.
Because they're getting run all over. That's, I wanted to preface that exactly as I said that. So
yeah, they've been awful against the run.
Any other late struggles on some of these guys?
I don't know where to put Tennessee guys because I think they're going to have a big week. But where do we put Robert Woods? You know, that's what
you like Tannehill this week, though.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. I got to move him up. I have him 39. I'm at 35. So
you're higher than ECR.
I did move him up a little bit. Nick Westbrook, Akina. I'm going to move up a little bit just as I'm looking at this. I hadn't moved him up yet. I haven't got to the very bottom of this. I usually don't do the very bottom until Thursday. So yeah. Somebody has to catch the ball if Ryan Tannehill is going to be good. So.
And one good reminder is, you know, this is like the initial kind of rank process, talking you through just literally just this week's ranks, guys, that on Sundays when we do the live stream, Sundays, twitch.tv/inthisleague, you guys can check in with us 11 a.m. Eastern. We will go through all this. We do the injury report, the weather report. We do start and sit questions. And we will also talk about last minute rank adjustments and players lower that are going to come up. So it's like an extended version of this if you're caring about it. Let's just finish it out, Boggs, on tight ends. What do you got on tight ends? I will give real quick. The ECR is looking like Kelce Andrews, no shocker. Waller, 3. Hockenson, 4. Ertz, Goddard, Higbee, with Kittle down at 8. Firemuth and Pitts at 10.
Yeah, I've got Pitts at 4 still. I'm not going to quit him. I'm just hard-headed. Right. Yep.
You are hard-headed. You are right about that.
I got Ertz at 3. I like, first of all, I like revenge game narrative, right? Against
Philly. I always love revenge games.
So we like that, and we expect the Cardinals to be losing and playing catch-up. So I like him. I got Goddard at 5 against Arizona. They got nobody to cover the middle of the field, man. Like, Zaven Collins is not a good cover linebacker. So I guess you can drop down Jalen Thompson or Buda Baker on him, but I don't think you're going to do that with Marquise Brown. You got to protect over the top. Pat Freiermuth, just Kenny Pickett threw right at him. Him and Pickens got all the targets when Kenny came in. So I have Pat at 6, Hockenson at 7. With those wide receivers still down, Amonra hasn't practiced, Chark hasn't practiced. I want to move Hockenson way down, but I can't. You know, he's got to be at least at 7. What do you say his ECR was? Did you say
4?
4. Yeah. I mean, and I'm low on him, and I feel good about it. Everett. Then I got Kittle at 9. There's not throwing the football. Higbee, Waller, I have at 11. Another guy not getting the ball, and Njoku at 12. So
the top 5 matchups for tight ends, the teams that give up the most fantasy points: Seahawks number 1, which would mean Saints. Maybe you could look at Juwan Johnson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Yeah. If you want number 2,
they ran a lot of 2 tight end set last week with Dalton on the field to keep him upright. So Troutman might be on the field again.
Number 2 most fantasy points, the Arizona Cardinals. So that's where Goddard comes from. Number 3 is the Atlanta Falcons, and that would be Tampa Bay. So it doesn't really necessarily help
nobody.
You.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Tampa Bay, and that's where you come into Kyle Pitts, we talked about. And number 5 is the Indianapolis Colts. And I'll throw in Miami as a 6 since the Colts are playing on Thursday. So if you're looking through, one fascinating one was, check this out. Dalton Schultz on the ECR is ranked 18th at tight end this week.
I got him because at 19.
The Rams are the number one team against the tight end and forcing fantasy points to go away. They shut down George Kittle last week.
I didn't know any of that, and I still had him lower than that low ECR. They're not – the Rush doesn't throw the ball to Schultz. That's It just hasn't been happening.
He's not interested.
So, yeah, not interested. Sorry. And this is, you know, shout out to Pat Fitzmaurice, who just talked smack about Dalton Schultz the entire offseason and said, you know – yeah, I mean, Pat's so nice. He's like, I just think he's a little regular athletically, is what he said. And
not how we would talk.
Dude ain't getting open. You know, that's what it is. So,
Mo Alley Cox or Dalton Schultz this week?
Mo. Give me Mo.
Where do you have Mo?
Ahead of Schultz. I don't know. I got Mo at 19. I got Schultz at 20.
Look at that. What was the struggle at tight end for you this week? Because I'm going to move Pitts up. Pitts auto-generated at 10 for me, and I'm not going to do the 4, but I think right there at 7 feels good. There's a
bunch I like. That's the issue here is, like, I like Kyle Grant and I like Albert O. You just talking about, you know, Atlanta giving up a lot. Cameron Brate has a decent matchup, and I hate this middle of Knox and Thomas and – Ingram and Conklin and guys like that. I don't like this middle. So, you know, hopefully you have a top 12 tight end is what I'd say.
Yeah, that's going to be the help. All right, friends, a little bit of rank builders.
For DFS, reach down for somebody cheap this week.
Yeah, I don't play a top end guy. I'm trying to think of what I did last week. I don't think...